Hey everybody, welcome to Continue Watching. My name is Anton.
And this is Tyler.
I'm Trey.
And today we are watching Talentless Nana. Talentless Nana is available on Funimation, so if you have a Funimation subscription, you can go ahead and find it there. Go ahead and watch it. It's 13 episodes long in length. So go ahead and jump into that description, Tyler.
All right, the shortest one I found is a group of superpowered children are gathered to prepare for defending humanity. One of them has no powers, but is in fact an emissary of a grand mystery. Okay.
A lot of mystery in that one. Mystery, yeah. So, since you suggested it, Tyler, let's give your impressions first.
Okay, so it's no Death Note. That's pretty apparent. But it's good. I thought it was a fun watch. It was interesting. It's like Death Note for dummies. That's kind of how I viewed it. Because it is kind of like a cat and mouse, I think. But it's not as like 4D chess. It's still checkers. But it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm thinking that you may be the only one that enjoyed it.
You know what? I can't wait to hear your guys' reasons as to why you didn't like it.
I was very neutral about the whole thing. Like, there were definitely great parts about it. And I do like the whole facade that Nana just was trying to hold on to that entire time. Like, I did like that, but I think that was pretty much it for me. I didn't really much like anything else.
Why?
To me, it was just, like, dull.
So you only liked Nana. And the facade she had.
I mean, liking Nana is an overstatement. I didn't really like Nana either, but
oh my hell.
it was, I think, very hard to keep a hold of, like, the whole charade the entire time. Like, you understood her objective, like, her goal the entire time, but to me it was just, like, not really in-depth enough. For me, I guess.
What's your opinion, Trey? Let me hear your reasoning. Because I know you didn't like it.
Yeah, I like nothing to this show. It's a blip on my radar, Christ. And it's gone. The only part that was kind of interesting was the first episode where they set it up like, "Ugh, I have no powers." Just kidding. My powers is to beat everyone else's powers. And I was like, and then she kills him, and I was like, "Oh, okay." Like, it was kind of nothing until that point, but all right, like, let's keep going. And then, yeah, it just seemed like a really cool idea that didn't get the execution I would have enjoyed. Like you said, checkers. I was hoping, like, the premise made me think it was going to be some hardcore thinking Death Note or something, but it was just like a villain of the week. How can I use my bullshit nondescript powers to beat this person?
What, they're just assumptions, like the power of okay, I shouldn't have said assumptions, but the power of, like, perception.
No, I get that she's hyper perceptive, but, like, it's to the point where in the show with necromancers and ice people that, like, that part was the most unbelievable. I didn't buy her as, like, some secret super badass.
I mean, I did enjoy, like, the whole thing. What?
You going, Anton? I don't want to interrupt.
No, you're good. I was just saying, like, I did enjoy, like, the fact that her trying to convince everybody that she still has the ability to read minds the entire time. But at certain points, I was just like, really? Like, that's what you believe? Like, that excuse? It was just really interesting.
Okay, so the reason that everyone is so fucking stupid is because they're kids. This isn't even high school, you guys.
I get that they're kids.
It's junior high.
I don't know. It seemed just a convenient... It just didn't seem well written. It was so convenient for her to kill people. And I know you laughed when I said I didn't buy her as a secret badass. It's because I feel like that switch from I'm so cute and silly to I murdered you was just so sudden. And like I said, it didn't really seem believable to me.
What? That's like the point. What is she should gradually go into a killing attitude?
No, I understand why they were written. I just don't think the character was written well where that was pulled off. That would be like if in the Ninja Turtles, all of a sudden Michelangelo beat somebody to death with his nunchucks.
Yeah, and then kept that kind of darker tone.
But I don't think it kept really that dark of a tone.
What do you mean? There were multiple times per episode when it would kind of go into her inner monologue. I disagree with both of you.
Okay, why?
I think you're... Okay, so I don't think... Anton, I think the biggest thing that you said that I disagree with was the background.
Okay.
I don't see what they should have done to make the background any better. Like, I don't need to know who her dad was. I don't need to know really anything else. She's from some commission, we'll call it. Mm-hmm. And she's sent to kill them. Like, what more do you need to know? Where she went to school, how she was trained? We don't care. That is not pertinent information.
I think one thing that I said to Trey, I think before you ended up getting on the call, was I think if there was like one more episode after the end where... because she finally grows that attachment for Michiru, and her starting to question her, I guess, objective, and for the commission or whoever she's working for, maybe not necessarily explains anything, but kind of gives like, oh, it's deeper than you originally thought. I would have been gone, okay, then that is a perfectly great amount of depth that they provided. But the entire thing is just, yeah, her parents died. She's brainwashed, essentially. That's it. Done. Bye.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I watched The Bourne Identity, and I was mad because I didn't get to know where he went to school and blah, blah. Who fucking cares?
I think that was like the worst...
He's a badass who assassins people and kills them. She's not so much as a badass, in my opinion, but I don't need to know her grades in high school, blah, blah, blah. I like the fact that you don't... I like shows that don't need to go into so much detail because it gives you time to watch the character. Not like, okay, well, now I know everything about the character.
No, I think
I didn't need to know anything about Pompadour boy from Drive or Redline.
But I feel like you got way more out of his character. You learned a lot about JP, where here it's like, yeah, these characters, right? This one, Ice Guy, right?
Do we need to know about his parents?
No.
Does he have a sister?
No, kind of like what I guess what I'm trying to say is you don't need to know the entire thing, but they didn't give you anything desirable either.
Because it's a show about the present. We don't care about the past.
Right. And I think in Redline, JP is characterized by his actions in the present. You know, way more. And he seems like such a deeper character because of how he's characterized throughout the entire film. And this show, I don't feel like anyone was really all that characterized for the entire show. What else is there about Nana apart from she's a secret badass who eventually a girl is nice to her and she loves her?
I don't know. Sounds like character development to me.
yeah, that's the only bit of character development for anybody in the entire goddamn show. And Kyoya, who I thought was kind of interesting, is super boring.
How is he super boring?
He doesn't really do anything. Nothing really happens in the show apart from she kills a few people. How is he so stupid?
Silky things. He's not stupid.
Oh my goodness.
Don't even, dude. You're only saying he's stupid because you have all the information as the viewer.
Which makes me mad that he makes wrong decisions. He's stupid. I don't think that Nana kept getting away with it because Nana was so smart. I think Nana kept getting away with it because Kyoya is stupid.
Dude, I know. Uh-uh. Nyanya. Yeah, no. Not true. I don't see that at all. Dude, if you were on that island, you would not be able to figure out that it was Nana.
And then for some reason, there was a second killer. Like, I don't know.
Yes, I'll admit that things kind of got kind of weird in the last, like, two or three episodes.
I nothing these shows with the nothing characters of nothingness.
Okay, I'm just going to end this podcast right now.
I wanted to like it, and I thought the idea of the show was pretty interesting on that first episode. And I was like, okay, they kind of tricked us into this guy. They kind of gave us a half-assed backstory about why his dad is mean to him or whatever. And then she kills him. I was like, all right, that's cool. That's pretty cool. Like, let's see where this goes. And then she's like, yeah, it's that. For the next 13 episodes, over and over and over.
Where did you want it to go? Like,
I wanted some escalation. I felt like the show didn't escalate past the first episode. If that makes sense.
I mean, like, they definitely tried to... I feel like they tried to throw things in there that would help give that push. Like, a Jin, I think it was. Like, the guy that can transform into the cat. Like, I thought, like, that was pretty cool. But then, like, it just, like, literally just disintegrates into him just not really even being there at all anymore. Like, oh, by the way, Michiru's been in the bathroom a little while. Like, that's kind of, like, the whole thing that Jin's story kind of comes down to. Like, I know what you're doing, but not going to do anything about it. Bye.
I wanted the stakes to be raised, and I felt like the stakes stayed the same every episode.
What would you do to raise, like, what stakes? Just people's, are people's lives not high enough stakes for you?
No, not where that's...
How high do you want these ribeyes, huh?
Not if that's where it starts off. But, like, apart from Kyoya, nobody's really, like, they don't seem to care all that much that people are getting murdered.
Because they're self-centered people who have, by like definition, a hero complex,
right? And
it's they think they're the best, and they don't really like when Jin talked about when he was at school. That could very well happen here. All it takes is someone to be like, huh, I think I'm better than everyone else, so I'm just gonna start killing.
Yeah, but they didn't give a hint of that of any of the characters. Even the fire douche cared about his henchmen. Like, people cared about
stuff. he was a trope character. He was the...
Trope character.
Yeah, which makes it so... It makes it good to watch them die. Because it's like, you're a trope character, you don't matter. How are you going to be killed? And how is she going to get away with it?
Because everyone else is dumb. And nobody cares that anybody's dying. I wanted to like this show.
Like it.
I want to like every show that you guys recommend.
Then like them. You have no excuse other than yourself.
But I just didn't find this even the little bit engaging after that first of like, oh, am I right? Maybe this is interesting. I didn't really think the main character... I thought that dude was still the main character. I was expecting him to come back. But then they're like, ah, nope, he's really dead. We're going to just move on.
Yeah, that's how death works, dude.
Yeah, that is how it works.
I just don't. I don't see it. That's too bad, you guys. In my opinion, picked dumb reasons not to like it.
Because I didn't think it was well written. I'm sorry.
What do you think? What were the stakes in Mindhunter?
Like real life serial killers killing real life people?
Yeah, but they never stopped. They just caught. It's always after the fact. The stakes never were raised. It's just lives, bruh.
Lives I cared about.
Important distinction. I don't know. You guys are wrong, in my opinion.
Okay. I can see why you'd say that. Well, here, what did you like about it? Maybe that'll help us clear things up. What was it that you liked so much about this that it's your new
Okay, now let me just jump ahead to the part where I rate the anime. I'd probably give it like a, I don't know. This might bug you, Trey, but a 6.5. I thought it was good. It was enjoyable. I don't think it was a 7. I think it's better than a 6. I don't know when I'd watch it again. Maybe for season 2, but maybe just watch the last couple episodes. So I'm not trying to say this is like the best anime or even top 10. But I feel like it's better than what you guys are giving it credit for. Now, what I liked about it, I thought it was witty, like smart. You might disagree because you're the viewer who has all the information. But from a character's point of view, I didn't think Kyoya was stupid. I mean, he fucking, what, episode 2 or 3 was like, yeah, I think it's Nana. I'm just going to go under that assumption.
Then she fooled him.
Kinda, but he never really stopped thinking it was her. His problem was like, how am I supposed to prove this? He tried with the camera or the cell phone. That didn't work. So I thought it was interesting, like in that respect. I thought the way that she planned to kill these people was interesting. Like, especially the time traveler guy. I thought that was way interesting.
That was a cool way to kill somebody. I'll give you that.
I think that was probably my favorite death at all of them.
Yeah. I thought the whole necromancer and super strength, that was kind of cool. I liked how it was not as everyone was meant to believe, and that she was really just a fucking creep. I thought the characters, even though they were like just anime tropes, I thought they did the trope well, and it made me kind of want to see them just die. Because I was rooting for Nana to just kill them, but I also was like, one of my main things that I wondered was like, why doesn't she just have a gun? Just kill them that way. You can kill them all really fast.
She could have just walked into the classroom with an automatic gun and killed everybody, except for Kyoya.
But then it's like, okay, well, because I think they talked about it. That might be too loud of a way to kill people, and I don't know.
It's not like the
I don't understand noticed. Why they don't just gas the island each time.
Yeah, there has
like,
to be
why go through the trouble?
What has to be a more convenient way to kill these people? And I like how it's like, my power is that I don't have any power. And she's like, looks at her phone. He's going to kill 10 million people? I better push him off this cliff with his no power.
Yeah, well, do what you got to do, dude.
I don't like anime because I like anime. Does that make sense? Like, I don't watch stuff just because it's anime. I know people
yeah.
do.
Well, they're wrong.
Like, I like watching stuff that I think is good. And so I just didn't think that. I just didn't engage very well.
I think, to make myself feel better about my pick, I think you both just had bad attitudes going in.
That's fair.
Sure, I guess.
You heard it, folks.
But even then, like, it's at no point really did it catch me, though. Like, everything was just super convenient. Essentially. Like, oh, we're going to suspect you. Well, this, this, and this. Like, okay. Well, what
is
about this?
Is that convenient, or is it her intelligence at play? Because I feel like you're trying to say convenience when it's her character planning ahead.
Well, no, I think it's more like the long lines. Is like her intelligence is the convenience. Is because she knows that she's smarter than everyone else, and it's just like, I'm just gonna play you all for a fool, and that's pretty much it. I'm just gonna walk around killing everybody, and you're gonna do what you can, and you're not gonna really be able to stop me.
And that makes for a bad character?
I didn't say bad character, I'm just saying a bad story.
I don't think so. How would you, Anton, if you could improve one thing, what would you improve?
I'll have to probably think about that a little bit.
Trey, do you have an answer?
I feel like making it longer.
Okay.
Isn't really the right thing. I also feel like the story's kind of complete. She could have done all of this stuff in 3 episodes of anime.
I think it would be a lot better if it was harder for her to convince everybody it wasn't her.
I disagree.
Essentially, it's just like, literally the whole time is like, oh, I heard the voice of someone. Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she's a quote-unquote mind reader.
Right. I mean, I get that, but...
And they've been brainwashed to believe in enemies of humanity, and that it's pretty compelling case that, oh no, you guys, they've invaded the island. They're fucking murking us, bruh.
Yeah, but at no point, though, but it's like, oh yeah, I heard someone, and they were gonna attack. Like, okay, let's go fucking find them. Oh, were they here? Okay, let's go search the area over here. Like, let's go and fucking do something about it. But nope, it's just, it's done. They're dead. Up. Okay, see you class tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it just goes back to they don't really care about each other. They're in it to be the best hero. They think they're better than everyone else and their kids.
To me, I don't think that's really the case. It's more like they just didn't really care about anything.
That could be it.
Because yeah, granted that if they don't really care about anybody else and someone dies, yeah, I mean, I kind of get that. But at what point do you go, well, now I'm concerned about my own safety?
Well, they think that they'll beat anything that comes at them. Because, again, they think they're the strongest. Even my cat agrees. So, like, I see what you're saying. I don't agree with it. Okay. And I feel like you could look at a few other anime and be like, yeah, this could be condensed.
I like I said, I feel like there was just a lot of wasted time, maybe, is what I'm looking for.
I consider it world building.
I feel like they could have. If they would have spent the time building up each character she killed and their characterization, not that we need to know all about their backstory, but maybe just a little bit more than this dude with a camera is a pervert, or this back in time guy thinks that he's my friend, but he's a dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but wouldn't that get repetitive of building up characters just to kill them immediately?
No. I think it would... Maybe one of them escapes one time, or they start throwing in the other twists of that dude who's somebody else, or the necromancer who's actually this guy. You know, I think they could have done it. And maybe a little bit more tension. Like, I never once thought for a second that Nana would ever even maybe kind of get close to being sort of maybe caught.
Huh. Huh.
I didn't feel any tension. Nana, who we spend the whole time with, is kind of a nothing character until she becomes friends with Michiru. And even when she does, it's like the most cliche thing ever, that the girl who has to sacrifice her life to heal others is the one who will breach the walls of this no-nonsense, ruthless killer. You made me feel things.
She's like
Ice-T from Rick and Morty.
Oh, man. You made me care. I care now.
Exactly. That's how I felt the ending went. It was just that fast.
Well, you know what? You guys can like what you like and not like what you don't. That's what makes this podcast so much fun. Bitches.
That is what makes it fun. I would never on my own watch this show.
It sounded cool, and so I wanted to check it out. All right.
I'm with you.
I don't know what else I can say about it.
Me too.
Yeah, that's it. Very talented, Nana.
Yeah. She did have some talents, like the ability to basically read minds, even though she kept telling me it wasn't that.
It wasn't. It's perception.
I know. I wish I was that perceptive.
Well, we can't all be perceptive. Sometimes we're just flame guy.
That's true.
I don't know. Who else is super perceptive in shows? Sherlock Holmes?
Mm-hmm. Light Yagami.
Light Yagami. L. Like, yeah, Jesus Christ.
But I know who they are as characters. And they're wrong often. That's the cool part of the show, is that Light's not right all the time, and neither is L. Like I said, I never once thought that Nana would be beaten or outsmarted.
There were plenty of times I can think of, okay, maybe I shouldn't say plenty. I can think of at least one right now where Nana was wrong. Kyoyo asked about the window, or he talked about the window in that one contact lady's room, because he was like, he thought it opened a different way because that's how it looked, and she went and opened it right the first time. And so he's like, hey, are you friends with her? And she's like, no. And then immediately she was like, oh, shit. I gone goofed. And then she had to make up, well, I was here once. And he was kind of wrong. I mean, he was right, but he was wrong with how he did things. Like when he checked for the phone, he was like, you have to have it. He just didn't know that she didn't, if that makes sense. So, like, they were right and they were wrong, but it's not like all her plans worked perfectly. She had to come up with stuff on the spot. Like, the camera, that didn't work perfectly.
Sorry, buddy. There are some specific moments where that happened, but I just never felt any tension. I was never worried for Nana. That's why I think if they could have made it way more about Light making you like each individual character and then having her murk them, it would have been better for me.
I guess what if instead of focused on Nana, it was focused on the other characters?
Yeah, and that she just came out of nowhere and then she got close to him and then killed him. Or even if we didn't know she was the... Then they wouldn't be able to name the show the talentless Nana. But... Even just a regular murder mystery. How cool would that have been? On an island full of superpowered people. Is it the enemy of humanity, or is it something worse?
I wouldn't like that. Because I feel like it would... I feel like it would make Nana a harder character to write. Because it's like... To me, the reason why Nana works as a character is because we know that she doesn't have a talent. She's just perceptive as hell. And if we don't know that, then it's like... Because you can't have a murder mystery knowing that someone just doesn't have a talent and they're just very perceptive. I feel like that... I don't think that would work. So we would have to think that, oh, well, she can read minds. And then what? At the end, it's like, actually, the killer had no power and she was just Sherlock. I don't think I'd like that. Maybe I would. I don't know.
I think maybe then what probably would and make it better for me is that if it was more of a challenge for her to get them into a position where she can kill them. Because everything was, I mean, granted there were other like situations where it was difficult for her, but like for the first two, I mean, literally, she befriends them, pushes them off the cliff. She's like, you just need to go and teleport them, teleport back at this time.
That was hard, though.
What I mean is, like, I guess maybe showcase their talents a little bit more in more of like a way to combat against what she's trying to achieve. Because the only time a power was really used to stop her was from the necromancy. Everything else was like, oh yeah, we have powers. That's about it.
I think what I would change, and I think it would make you guys like it a little bit more, maybe not to a 6.5, but maybe to, I don't know, a 4, since it sounds like it's the shittiest anime we've seen on the show, is if instead of her befriending like a new person essentially each episode, we spent a couple episodes just talking about each character and their stupid gay ass talents, and then she starts killing them.
I don't know. It's, I wanted to like it, Tyler, and it's not bad. That's the thing. If it was bad, but...
It's not bad, but let me tell you that I didn't enjoy it at all. Okay. It sounds bad to me.
Listen, like Ghost Stories is bad, and I can enjoy Ghost Stories.
Ghost Stories is good.
The Mortal Kombat movies are bad, but I still like them. I like bad things. That's why everyone loves The Room. You know? It's just... I almost nothinged this show. That's... I will probably forget about it in a week or two. You'll say
no.
You remember the Talentless Nana? And I'll say, oh yeah, who was the main character in that again?
I'm getting a fucking Talentless Nana tattoo to remind you guys constantly.
I really hope that you do.
But in all honesty, like, because if you look at the girl that could teleport, like, wouldn't that have been a great episode of Nana literally just trying to lure her into a trap? Instead of just going, oh, here's your eye contacts, now they have poison in them. Like, what if, like, she had figured out that she's, Nana is trying to kill her and is trying to get away and trying to warn everybody, but then gets caught by Nana? But no, it's, she had a beef with her friend that has venom in her saliva, and that's it. It, to me, it's just there's a lot of stuff that they could have done, but they just made it too simple.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but I just don't think that it's needed. I don't know.
Here's a good question.
Let's make every person needed? That she kills a challenge. Why?
For story. For interest.
No. They're dumb kids, bro. It doesn't need to be a challenge every time. It can be like, wow, how am I going to get through? How am I going to How am then, I going to kill this person?
Then it gets back to the whole situation with what Trey said. Then might as well just fucking walk into that room with a machine gun. It's that's what I'm talking about. Like, they are making it too simple. They made it too simple.
I disagree.
That's what's so great about this podcast is if we agreed on everything all the time, like how great Mindhunter was, then it would get boring fast.
I feel like this is your guys' Indiana Jones.
How's it feel? Also, I wouldn't compare this movie even or this show even close to Indiana Jones.
I would.
Then you are lost.
Well, if we compare it to how you compared to Indiana Jones, then I'm surprised that you like it. Because you didn't like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So then why do you like this one?
Let's go back and listen to what I said about Indiana Jones. Realize that they're different. So, I don't know. Well, I'm saying that this is a show that I don't think is as bad as you guys are saying.
It's not bad. I just told you.
Okay, it's nothing. That's worse than bad. I'd rather be bad than just like, I am completely forgettable. I am nothing to you. You know? To me, that's bad. So yeah. I'm sorry if the terminology doesn't match up.
I'm sorry you're taking this personally.
I'm trying not to. I just think your guys' reasonings are so stupid. I feel like they're really nitpicky. But
isn't that the purpose of this podcast?
Let me say this. But I can't convince you otherwise, and I'm trying not to go and try to convince you too much. I'm just trying to listen to your grievances, file them away under the dumb shit filing cabinet in my head, and move on. Your guys' opinions are very well noted, and I respect them. What you rate it? A nothing? Does it not register?
A two?
Did you forget about it already?
My rating scale on as how I would like to go back and watch it again. A 10 is I could watch it every day on loop. And a 0 is I don't know if I'd ever watch this again. So I'll give it a 2 or a 3. I'd watch it with you if you ask me to.
I'd give it a maybe like a 5 or a 4.
See, Anton's was way better than mine.
Like, it... Sure, I watched it, but after this podcast, I'm probably never going to think about it ever again.
Tyler, you could have picked Cowboy Bebop or Samurai Champloo. How does that feel?
You know what? It feels good because I felt like I picked a show that brought a lot of discourse and discussion. And it really highlighted how our opinions differ.
I actually 100%. I'm actually really glad that you did this because we don't talk like this very often.
But you guys are fucking wrong, and I'm right. Talentless Nana for life. Even though I gave it a 6.5. Mm. I do want to watch Cowboy Bebop, though.
It's real good. I'm taking Samurai Champloo off as my anime, because I figure you'll do it before, or you'll do it as well. So I can spend it on a different one. I'm going to try to find something new and interesting that no one... is talked about before.
No one ever?
No one ever.
None of us.
Both.
Ooh, that's gonna be tough for the first one.
So we're gonna watch Naruto Abridged. I'm just kidding.
We're gonna watch Hellsing, the original.
Boo.
Well, in all seriousness, because I think we might finally be done, because it's kind of just degrading at this point. Are we done?
I have nothing much to say.
Oh, we're done.
All right, next.
We're fucking done.
Next, we are going to watch Snatch. Snatch was released in the year 2000. You can go ahead and watch that on Philo. AMC Premiere, AMC, or Fubo TV. So go ahead and get
Fubo.
Fubo. Yeah.
Just so you guys know.
What?
For you and the listeners, Fubo TV is like $50 a fucking month.
Really? That's...
I'm pretty sure.
Shitty.
Well, because it's mostly a sports.
Oh.
So you can do a free trial, but I would cancel it immediately.
Well, there you go. So
just know, make that as your last option. Unless you are already subscribed, then you like sports and you don't care who knows.
Right. So go ahead.
For a pregame show.
So go ahead and get to watching that so you can be up to date with our conversations. Also, go ahead and follow us on all of our social medias. You can find links to that on anchor.fm/continuewatching. Let us know how we're doing. We want to hear from you. We also want to make fun of you, or you can make fun of us, either way. So go ahead and reach out to us. So that's pretty much it. Okay, love you. Okay, bye.
All right, comment on Facebook and tell me how wrong I am for liking this shitty anime.
Somebody say that it was good, or Tyler might hurt himself.
Hey, I read the reviews on IMDb, and a lot of them gave them positive reviews. There were a few that were like one, and all they said was, "It's dumb. Don't watch. I couldn't get past the first three episodes."
This site, it's like that I'm looking at. So it's Among Us with a plot twist. Stupid but entertaining. This series is Death Note as Diet Coke is to Coke. Okay.
More like Pepsi Crystal is to Coke. Death Note is not really comparable to this.
Not at all.
It's a 7.1 on IMDb, and my anime list had it in the sevens, I'm pretty sure.
Hmm. Well, they're wrong.
So, just saying.
You don't have to defend yourself to me. I still care about you as a person.
Well, I'm hoping that you guys don't think less of me. I didn't think that. I mean, I still like you guys, even though you ride indie pee pee. 7.32 on my anime list.
Hmm.
So
that's not too bad.
Yep. Okay, love you, okay, bye.
Sayonara.
Bye.